Oh, welcome, everyone. This is Coray here in Nebraska, and believe it or not, it is the 2nd October of 2023 already. Tonight's meditation is for raising the spiritual light quotient in North America, and hopefully that will spread to the rest of the world. We'll be working with Giuliano and Chief White Eagle, and this is a meditation that was presented on January 26th of 2021 by David K. Miller. So please, with your heart wide open, filled with the love that you have for Mother Earth. I got to get that sound off of here. Hold on. I'd like you to envision one of the most sacred and beautiful places. Maybe it's in your backyard. Maybe it's down the street. But envision a place on this 3D beautiful blue jewel, Mother Earth, and feel your sense of love and awe for the beauty that has been created on this 3D planet. And as you hold that vision with your highest regard, I will chant, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Connect with your I Am presence as you make the following declaration. Mother Earth, I am a planetary healer. And I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. Let us recalibrate our auras into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we'll ask Giuliano, our dear, dear high dimensional friend, to send quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega. Feel the quantum omega light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And as it completes that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of you. Shimmer. Shimmer. Feel it in your spirit. Feel it in your physical body as you now connect with this fifth dimensional light. We'll go into silence as you work on connecting to the fifth dimension. Giuliano is now sending down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate our energy and our arcane power, and it will build a protection around us to bring the confidence that the fifth dimensional energy holds none of the abhorrent things that are going on in the 3D world. We are in the light of the fifth dimensional quantum omega light now. The biorelativity for a country and for a continent like North America is a very complex endeavor. There are so many different layers to work on when you are trying to repair a continent or a large area. Even to repair the Earth, you must consider the different layers, the different energies, the belief systems of the people, the economic practices, the energy practices, and the attitudes toward the planet herself. In fact, the key ingredient that we will look at today in raising the spiritual light quotient of North America is the attitude that the North Americans have toward the planet Earth. This has to do with the belief systems, but it is also a spiritual view, a spiritual perspective. And one of the ways to bring a new balance energetically and a way to interact and to intercede in the entire layers that need to be repaired is to work directly with the spiritual attitude towards the earth. Hence, my suggestion of holding that sacred place in your vision as we do our work. This may be surprising to some people because how does the spiritual perspective that one has toward the planet help, for example, to heal the children or to rebalance the environment or to rebalance the climate so that there is more harmony? And the answer is that the planet is interacting with humanity. This is also a difficult concept to accept for many people because you might think humanity is causing harm to the planet. But also, the planet responds to what humans are doing and, by the way, thinking. The Earth is a sensitive planet, and as the Native American once jokingly told David 30 years ago, when they were discussing nuclear bomb testing, and I hope this description will be understood by all. The Native American said, "Man go boom, earth go boom." What does that mean? Well, if man is going to detonate a nuclear bomb, even underground or high above the earth will respond with its own expletives, its explosion, whether it is an earthquake or a volcanic eruption. This concept needs to be taught and downloaded so that people understand. When you see the imbalances now in climate, in storms, in the weather, in the snow, and all other aspects, the earth is responding to the disharmony that is in humanity now. It is a significant disharmony when you consider the plague we just went through. That was just one symptom of the disharmony and the control issues. Let us consider how we can raise the spiritual light quotient of the United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. By doing this, the intervention would be to help instill a love, a deep respect, and a spiritual relationship with the planet and with all life on the planet, by the way. When North America and the rest of the planet opens up to a spiritual relationship with the earth, you will see huge new balances in the weather, new balances in the illnesses on the earth, new balances in the climate, and in all the aspects of weather and all other aspects of the biosphere. So, we'll go to work now. Let us take 3 deep breaths. And remember, Chief White Eagle, the ancient native one, and Giuliano are working with us. As you take these 3 deep breaths, we prepare to go into a biorelativity meditation. Connect with your higher self. Specifically, your spiritual light body that is a part of your soul, and feel your spirit body rising up from your third dimensional body. Feel it going upwards to the beautiful ring of ascension around Mother Earth. And we will meet together as a group in this beautiful halo that interacts with the fifth dimension. Know that in the ring of ascension, your arcane power of thought is magnified 10,000 times 10,000 fold. We meet in an area 100 miles above the earth, and we are looking down at a particular perspective on North America. Let us visualize this emanating beautiful aura of light over the entire continent of North America. We see 3 auras, one over the United States of America, one over Canada, and one over Mexico. And then envision on top of those 3 auras that we will see one huge aura of Omega light. These 4 auras merge in one huge dome-like aura over the entire continent of North America. And know that our thoughts and our energy can be projected into this dome so that any affirmations can easily be downloaded into the noosphere of this continent, North America. We'll envision together this first affirmation. Let there be respect and love for Mother Earth throughout North America. Focus again. Let there be respect and love for Mother Earth throughout North America. See those words emblazoned across the arc dome that is covering North America. We'll now meditate on this affirmation on the dome as we go into silence. As you are meditating on this beautiful affirmation, see the energies of the native peoples becoming stronger, and their spiritual energies are becoming more widespread in North America, so that they will become the leaders and the teachers on how to interact with Mother Earth. How to interact for the greatest way of raising the spiritual light quotient. This is through the teachings of love and respect for our beautiful blue jewel, Mother Earth. We welcome Chief White Eagle to work with us now. Hey-yo-ho, hey-yo-ho. Hey-yo-ho. At this point of crisis throughout North America, we gather together in the quest for harmony and balance of all peoples on our lands. And let there be a spiritual awakening that is centered on respect for our mother and for the respect of all life on this beautiful planet. The plants, the trees, the animals, the insects, the water mammals, all life on Mother Earth. For all the beauty, preserve all the nourishment. Respect for all the harmony and all the balance that originates from Mother's heart. It is only because Mother Earth has the unique ability to develop this special biosphere to meet the needs of this, of these life forms, that you're even living in the complexity and of this biodiversity, which includes the needs of humanity. And we'll now say a special prayer for the children in North America. They are the leaders. They are our future. And they are the future caretakers of this planet. Let us pray for them. Let the awakening of love of Mother Earth fill the hearts and the minds of all children now. Let us unite and say this affirmation again. Let the awakening of the love of Mother Earth fill the hearts and the minds of all children now. Let the love for Mother Earth fill the hearts of all children in North America. We'll go into silence as you focus on this. the way to achieve balance and harmony in the climate, the biosphere in general, including the major upheavals and storms, is for humanity to have a positive relationship with Mother Earth, a personal relationship with the very dear planet that we live upon. In this moment, when we are united in the ring of ascension, in the higher spiritual light, let us meditate along with Chief White Eagle that a new relationship of honor and respect for Mother Earth will be activated throughout all of North America now. Hey-ya-ho, 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 hey-ya-ho. This has always been the belief of the grandmother and the grandfather spirits. And now, from our perspective on the Ring of Ascension, we, as planetary healers and starseeds, can project that activation of love and respect for Mother Earth into the neurosphere and the auric energy thought field over North America. See those words emblazoned even more now around the Ring of Ascension. These words, let the respect and love for Mother Earth be activated throughout North America and all people now. Emblazon with those words and with your thoughts and your arcane power and all the energy you can project toward it. And when you hear the word ho, let these words, these beautiful affirmations, be downloaded into the neurosphere of North America. Ho! And this will occur as we speak and as we think and as we send our thoughts. This will raise the spiritual energy of North America. And it will be amazing to see the powerful effects this thought affirmation, the downloading into the noonosphere, can have on the rebalancing of North America and all life on North America, and particularly the leaders of these countries throughout North America. May they awaken to love. May the love overcome the greed and fear. We will now return to Giuliano. Giuliano is able to see this thought energy field that you are working with, and it has been downloaded now into the aura of North America. You have done a beautiful service for Mother Earth, and trust this, it will have an effect immediately. The time is right. We are in these moments of time where we must have a new dawning, a new respect. And when that respect happens, the planetary healers, like yourself, will be more and more honored and more respected for your work. which will make you even more powerful in the coming times ahead. Trust this, starseeds. Trust your ability to change your world. Prepare slowly to return back to your earth body and notice, take the time to absorb all of these thoughts and energies, and you'll feel the power of your own planetary healing energies enhancing and growing. When you can, slowly lift yourself up from the Ring of Ascension. I know we want to stay. It's a beautiful energy. And we must return back to our 3D bodies. Ready yourself for perfect alignment as you thought project back to your room on the earth into your physical 3D body now. Notice that you can feel a sense of more joy, more contentment. You feel that the powerful work that you have done has changed things. You're back in your physical body, but you're noticing a difference. Take a moment to absorb and process this beautiful energy. You are owning that you are a planetary healer, and it feels beautiful. You too can feel this new sense of balance and harmony. And you will be able to project this out to all of your families and everyone in your sphere of influence. You are the light in the darkness that is on this planet. Hold that light brightly and proudly. So it shall be. I am Giuliano. Good day.